This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump is expected to plead not guilty today to charges that he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. He'll be in federal court in Washington. The AP's Eric Tucker is in Washington.
We're already beginning to get a sense of some of the contours of the defense. We're not expecting to hear that really articulated during the first initial appearance, which tends to be a perfunctory pro forma court date. But we're hearing a couple different things. One of the defenses potentially is that Donald Trump's actions are protected by the First Amendment, that he had a right to protest against an election that he believed had been stolen from him and that his advisors were saying had been stolen from him.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that prosecutors may be aiming for a quick trial for Donald Trump by not naming alleged conspirators.
By not naming or charging six alleged co-conspirators in the indictment this week of Donald Trump, federal prosecutors may be signaling their desire to expeditiously put the former president on trial for seeking to overturn the 2020 election. More defendants mean more defense lawyers and more legal motions and more delays. Such a large cast of defendants would make it difficult for Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith to get Trump in front of a jury before the final stretch of the 2024 campaign. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. military is now releasing the name of a soldier killed in Germany when a truck hit her armored vehicle on a highway. Lieutenant Haley Hodgson of Dripping Springs, Texas, was 24 years old. The U.S. is already on Russia's list of unfriendly countries. Today, Moscow is adding Norway to the list. Norway responds that what's going on today is because of Russia's war against Ukraine. Norway says Russia can choose to end the war. This is AP News. Now to Tennessee. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
Two Tennessee state lawmakers are hoping to win back their seats in a special election today. Tennessee Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones, who are Black, were expelled from the state legislature in the spring for their involvement in a gun control protest on the House floor. A third white representative who took part in the protest narrowly avoided expulsion, but House Republican leaders have repeatedly denied that race was a factor in the expulsion hearings. Pearson and Jones were reinstated by local officials, but only temporarily, in order to fully take back their positions, they must advance through today's special election. The two lawmakers easily won their primary election in June. I'm Donna Warder.
Have you seen those gas prices? Gas is up to $3.82 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.